It's 18 minutes past 8. Let's bring in Chef Ramsay, a.k.a. Mr. Gordon Ramsay. And here he is.
Morning.
Yes, big boy, done.
Morning,
yes, big
morning.
Boy,
nice
done.
To see you.
Yes, done, big boy. Hi.
You've lost weight.
I have lost a bit of weight, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've been seeing me for a long time.
I know, it's been too long.
You left me. You went out of my life. Changed your number, you didn't call me anymore. I couldn't get hold of you.
It sounds like a dating website.
Yeah.
Go on.
But a bad one. I had to end up hanging out with Sarge. He's just not the same.
Lightweight.
He is, yeah. And, and he just left us. We're very upset.
But now you're back.
Exactly. Back with a vengeance. Good to see you all.
Good to see you,
Good
Gordon.
Good to see you too,
and your
Chef
new
Ramsey.
Face.
That's taking you 42 seconds to start criticising. Hold on.
I'm not criticising.
What did you have on the sweepstakes? Did you say less than a minute or not?
I thought at least you'd keep it cool for the first 5 minutes. And you went straight in there, bang, in the ghoulies.
I saw you. Is that what you had it done as well? You had lines there?
Yeah. Although sense of gravity is taking its place, and wow. I could do a little bit of tidying up.
I saw you talking about this with Jonathan on his TV show. But the one thing they didn't discuss was, so you had, what did you have, the Botox? In the chin?
I had two lines smoothed out.
In the chin?
It was either that or I'll grow a beard.
But, that's fine. But while you were there,
yes.
Why don't you kind of keep going and just, no, I'm not being rude. But if you're
there, not being rude.
No, because you...
Last time it was a map of Wales.
Right. Who's
last
that?
Time before that, did you go through the windscreen at birth?
I never said anything, Steve.
You scarred me.
You scarred yourself. Look at you. And a bit of Botox to take the scarring away.
My mum's listening.
Morning, Mum.
She gave birth.
I'm sorry, your mum's listening. Has she ever seen any of your TV shows and the language that comes out of your mouth?
Hopefully she's fast asleep at 8:55, dribbling with a cup of tea in her hand, slippers, and a TV remote control stuck inside a dressing gown.
So how was Christmas?
Yeah, really good, thank you, yeah.
Busy. Where were you? A simple question, that's all it is.
I was having a nice long weekend with some friends in Hertfordshire.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Anyone we know?
Come on, guys.
What?
Happy New Year.
What?
We went and spent the Christmas with Dave and Victoria and the kids.
Dave and Victoria Smith, by the way. They live around the corner.
Jones.
He's an accountant and she went to local nursery school. Oh, very lovely.
It was very relaxed, great fun, great food, and Christmas Day night, 10:30, sat there, pyjamas, mince pie, hot wine, Gavin and Stacey.
Done.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Done.
Have you adopted his dog?
Coco's just come back, actually, because she wasn't feeling very well. She couldn't fly, so she was sort of under the wing of our dog, Rumpole.
God.
He's a bulldog.
God, can you imagine the Christmas? There's the two dogs running around. Oh. See, now, David must trust you a lot to leave his dog with you. And everyone knows, you'll eat anything. I mean, I wouldn't have done it.
Exactly. He comes back and finds it on page 16 of your new book.
Now, David rings up back from... Hi, Gordon. How's the dog? And Gordon goes, delicious. I mean, he'd be petrified.
He does not sound like that. Come on, get a grip. He doesn't. Do that again.
Hello, Gordon. It's David.
Jesus Christ.
That's what he talks like.
What are you on this morning?
BBC Radio 1. To millions of listeners. Hello, Gordon. It's David. Did you eat my dog? Bye-bye.
He's listening in Milan as well.
I don't mind that. Yeah, but he's been on the show.
Yeah.
You know?
But he doesn't sound like that. Come on.
Yeah, he does. That's how he talks, because... David, Comedy Dave, how do I talk?
He talks a little bit like this as well, him and Victoria, and he's going to Milan, and we wish him all the very best.
He sounds like a Bosnian plumber.
That's what David sounds like. You can't argue. Hello, Comedy Dave. This is David Beckham.
Hello, David. This is David.
With that tedious...
Oh, hang on. That's David Baddiel. That's not David Beckham.
Don't sound anything like him.
Oh, I'll find it later. I can't wait.
Anyway, it's very nice to have you back, Gordon.
Likewise. Thank you. Good to see you
guys.
Nice
to have you back. So, last year, would you describe last year as a crap year?
I'd say it's a tough one. I think the sort of first part, January, February, March, was the hardest. Not just on the back of the recession, but It was everywhere, not just in this country, Paris, New York, LA. And so with the expansion, the team and the unions, yeah, it was a tough time, very tough. So we fought the fires, sort of refinanced and put the group back on the map. UK wasn't as bad as everyone sort of anticipated, but definitely in Paris and New York was the hardest, definitely.
Did you lose a lot of money?
We did, actually. I mean, in New York, critics were fine, customs were there, but the biggest battle there, the unions. You know, they want to work a 35-hour working week. They drop tools in the middle of service.
When you say they, who's they? Like, the kitchen staff?
Yeah, kitchen staff.
Kitchen staff work a 35-hour week?
Because they're governed by unions, so they have this sort of standardised sort of working ethic that no one works any longer than 7 hours a day.
But I've never worked in a kitchen, but from watching your shows, right, and things like Hell's Kitchen and whatnot, I know that if you're running a restaurant of evening service, you don't rock up at 4 PM to open at 7. You've got to get in the morning.
That's right. Absolutely.
I mean, you've got to be in really by 9 or 10 at the latest to get.
Seven.
Well, 7.
No, sure.
But does that mean you've got to have two shifts really, staff wise? You've got to have an early, like a prep shift, and then a cooking shift.
And exactly that. But everything's sort of pro rata in terms of it's done with divisions. So this chef can't do that, and this waiter can't lift that, and a glass washer's got to only wash the glasses. And it was getting so political. We're ending up with a sort of 84% staff costs, which a normal restaurant would run at 25% staff costs.
And that must annoy some of the chefs or some of the people in the kitchen, because surely they've gotten to that job because, you know, I'm sure in the opening stages of being a chef, it's long hours, you don't get a lot of money, but you do it because you want to do it and you love it. So
and
that
learn.
Must annoy them. They want to go, I want to do more, but I'm not allowed to do more.
It's exactly that, which is so old-fashioned and wrong. We had 1/3 of the brigade of, you know, English cooks, and then 2/3 built up with the Americans. Mm. And so the English cooks were then doing the Americans' job, and then we were getting sort of absolutely pummeled by the unions. Mm. Same in Paris, which was hard for me, because having lived and worked in Paris for that length of time, I couldn't quite understand how young French cooks would only come into work for 6.5 hours. There, they're down to a 32-hour working week, which was just a joke.
Are kitchen staff unionised in this country, or not?
No.
Not at all? No.
And again, you
hooray!
Know, exactly.
50-hour week.
I mean, in terms of...
Work harder!
You know, critical acclaim, both restaurants won 2 Michelin stars in the first year, so that was a big, big hurdle to jump.
Oh, do you know what? I'm not being funny, but these Michelin stars ain't worth what they're going on about. I don't think they're as strong as they used to be, Gordon.
No, come on. No, they are. I mean, the most respectful thing about the Michelin Guide is it's all incognito, so you don't get to meet them. So it's standardised and it's governised across the board.
Like secret shoppers.
Like secret, exactly.
Like secret customers.
Secret customers. Like
secret diners.
Like you did on the F word recently.
Yes. Yeah, that was really good.
Local restaurants.
Yeah.
How does a Michelin star thing work? So they rock up.
Yep.
And they don't tell you.
No.
So they send somebody. So the first time you know about it is you get a letter, you get a phone call going, hey, guess what? This time, not successful, or we sent someone, or guess what? You here's another one, or guess what? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Does it like work like that?
Across the board, they'll visit each restaurant sort of 4 or 6 times. When it's going to 1-star, 2-star, 7 or 8 times. And then when it's a 3-star sort of operation, 2 and 3-star, you'll have other inspectors from across the world come and eat to make sure you've got that level of consistency.
But how do they decide which ones are even in the reckoning for stars? Because obviously they can't survey every restaurant. So do certain restaurants get nominated to be inspected?
Yeah, I mean, normally whenever there's a new place opening, they're always there. And so they sort of depend on their inspectors to sort of visit that place and then go back 3 or 4 months later to see how good it is. And they take them away, as you know. So, sadly, we lost the star last week at Claridge's, but...
That was very careless of you.
Well, do you know what? I mean, Sarge has gone after 8 years. Phenomenal chef. And we have a new chef. So sort of out with the old, in with the new. And where Steve Allen is talented, and next year he'll get it back, it'll probably feel like his. So he hasn't inherited it. I'd like him to start from the scratch and win it properly.
Nice get out. Very nice. So, great PR get out.
Restructuring.
I was really hoping, to help this brand new chef I've got, if they took away the Michelin star make him crave it and really put in blood, sweat and tears.
No, but you can't get carried away with it because at the end of the day, I mean, these guys are, you know, important, talented chefs and he'll understand 10 times greater next year when he wins it. It'll actually feel like it's his.
So, are you allowed to ask some questions? Are you allowed to ask them what did you like or what was disappointing? Because, so this is Claridge's, right?
Yes.
So how many stars does it have?
One.
One, okay. So that star,
yeah,
they would have visited that over a year. How many times to review it?
I would have said about 4 or 5 times.
Okay. So, Because it's already got one, right?
Yes.
And I'm, this is a genuine question. If you've already got a start at Claridge's, and then the next 12-month period they start to look at again, what do they compare it to? Do they compare it to what it was like beforehand? Let me switch the music off. Because if you've got a new guy in there, it's going to be slightly different. Mm.
Yeah, that's right. Good point.
So are they comparing... You know, well, we gave you a start this time last year, so we're going to compare everything to last year. Or do they do it on individual merit? Because it's going to be... That's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is what they look for more than anything is consistency. So they've had a great meal 2 years ago. They want to come back last year and make sure that meal was as good as the previous year.
Right.
So you get judged in January for the meal you cooked a year ago, basically. And it goes right up until about sort of October, November. Then it goes to print and the guide comes out in January. So, you know, the good thing is put Steve, you know, back on the map. And now he's got every chance over the next 12 months of winning the star back. Mm.
Yeah. And if not... He's out.
He's
kick his ass out of there.
Because he's not unionised, so who cares what he thinks?
You're just fine. You can make him work 100 hours a week and then fire his
ass. If he was in Paris, there'd be problems. But here, who cares?
So Steve will be getting up now. Steve will be in work now in the kitchen going, cheers, gaffer. Thanks for all your support.
Steve got to work about an hour and a half ago.
And hey, just hey, Steve, if you're listening, if you're in New York, you'd be done by half 11. You can go home for the day. In Paris, by the time he got there, it'd be time to go home. You know what it is, though?
Go on.
How many times have I told you this? You don't listen to me. Stick some chips on at Claridge's. Seriously, chips, sticky toffee pudding. You're laughing.
How can we serve chips at Claridge's?
Why not? Well, you call them pommes frites.
Exactly. You use the French word.
Yeah, that's what you do. Hello?
Game chips.
Whatever.
Truffled.
Could you put... Like chunky chips, but could you put curry sauce? No, seriously, this is
inside.
Serious question. Inside the chip. Is it possible?
Now you're being a pleb.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, come on.
If you take a big potato wedge and call it a chip, right? That's what a posh place would do. And you pump some. Could you? Is there a way of pumping curry sauce into the chip?
Pump curry sauce into fat chip.
Yes, yes, yes.
In the same. Yeah.
What do you think?
I'll pump something into you in a minute.
Well, that's very nice of you, but you know, that's not how we roll.
As long as it's complimentary.
I'm just saying, you know. Did you think that would be interesting?
Pump curry sauce into a fat chip.
Yes.
Oh, mate, you've got to get out a little bit more.
Why?
Come on.
Why you get yoghurt with yoghurt on one side and fruit on the other and you pour it in? So you get curry and you get chips. Why not just have a chip with curry sauce in?
You've got to stop eating those cheesy dips. Peel back the skin and dip your little bread bit.
I don't know where you're going with this, Gordon. Seriously.
I think it's time for the news.
Just behave yourself.
Yes. 8:30.
Mm. All right, we'll do the news. I want to make a note because I want to keep this going. I haven't finished with it yet. What do I want to talk about? Yeah, okay.
So chips and curry sauce together, done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you should have gone with tomato ketchup in the middle of the chicken.
Yeah.
Then that
you could do
worked.
Different ranges, Alan. That's the whole beauty of this, the whole sauce chip pump.
Chips with mayo.
Hey, I tell you what, forget Steve Allen. We're getting you this Michelin star back. In fact, by the time me, Alan and Dave and Dom have finished with your recipes and your menus at a gun, the Michelin man will be delivering it himself.
Exactly.
Clomping into Claridge's, made of tyres, with the star under his arm. Because that's how he talks.
Yeah, yeah,
and he'll be like that. He'll even pin it on the wall for you, because that's where you have them. They're like ducks.
And then he'll get back in his big truck and off he'll go.
Yeah. And if not, we'll get the honey monster down to give you a sugar puff star. Lovely, I think. We just sorted that out right good and proper, haven't we, Dave? How can
I
be
love the idea
that?
Of the Michelin man turning up four or five times a year to Claridge's to do his review.
And he's got a pair of glasses on so no one recognises him. Excuse me, sir, are you the Michelin man?
Don't say anything, I'm in disguise.
I'm a secret diner.
Are you glad he came in, Gordon?
Very happy.
Yeah, okay, good, right. More from Gordon in a bit. You know the rules, Gordon. Let me just rip the pee out of you for 50 minutes and then we'll sell you 25,000 bucks by 9 o'clock. That's how it works, you know what I mean? Yes, take the mickey, plug the book, done, good.
Digital, FM, online. This is BBC Radio 1.
The show starts tonight, by the way. His new show starts tonight. And there's no going on Monday night tonight, so you may as well tune in and watch.
Mm.
I don't mean it like that, Gordon. I meant in a good way. Stay in. It's Monday night, stay in. And watch Gordon.
Yeah.
Very nice. Mm.
Yes. Hey. Yes. Guess what? Yes. Yes. I'm in India. Yes. You know it? Indian food. Mmm. Yum. I'm writing a book about it. Want to read it? Don't worry. Buy it later. Meanwhile, watch the show. Yes. Indian food. Gordon. Mmm.
Wow. That's uncanny, isn't it?
And then it's ad breaks. Okay. Let's do the news before it hits me. It's 8:33.
And the weather should be mainly dry today, except for some drizzle for West Wales and the northwest of England. That's the Michelin man back again. Mostly cloudy as well. 8:37 now.
Hello, it's the Michelin man. Do you do chips?
It's, honestly, it's like King Kong. Can you behave yourself and get a grip this morning? What's the matter with you?
Hello, Chef Ramsay. I have a star for you from Michelin Man. Your mince pies were beautiful.
Supposing the Michelin are listening in France.
What?
Yeah,
they're French! Oh, my God!
Hang on! It gets worse! They're French! Stop them!
Although they did give Tamarind, the Indian restaurant, their Michelin star back, which is fantastic news. So it's not all French.
So they're all French people?
No, they're not.
Coming over here, grading our food?
There are British inspectors as well.
Please.
Come on.
Huh? Michelin. Do you know, I'm going to start my own up. Mm. Seriously, why should they get the monopoly on it all? Dave, call Quick Fit, right? PR yeah. Now.
And we'll get the Quick Fit
stars. The Quick Fit Square, right? Yeah. Oh, the Quick Fit Circle.
What's
brilliant.
What's wrong with Bridgestone?
Whatever you want, we'll go with them.
Yeah.
Goodyear.
Goodyear. Mark Goodyear can come in. Hello. Now, that's what I call pudding. And you get a star. Put it on the wall. Brilliant.
I'm surprised I haven't lost two more by the time I get back to clarity.
It's it's a load of old bunk.
Come on.
Didn't they give the little chef, Heston's little chef, isn't that in some good food guide
yeah,
now?
Good food guide.
Oh, there you go. I like go with them. They've obviously got lower standards, so go with them.
Michelin stars are crucial for chefs and restaurants, just like your listeners.
Are they really, though?
Yes.
Are they really?
You've just managed.
Are they really? Here, someone texts in going, I'm going to Claridge's this week. Right?
Yes.
He doesn't care. You've lost your star. Obviously, it's probably a big night for them. They're going to go and they'll have a lovely time. Obviously, you won't see Gordon. He's never there. It's like going to Planet Hollywood. You never see Bruce Willis.
I'm going to thump you.
When was the last time?
I'm going to jump over this desk.
When was the last time you were chefing in one of your places?
About 3 days ago.
Give over.
I promise you now.
Dubai.
Goodbye.
No.
Interview
Thank
over.
Thank you. You're on form this morning.
Have you ever pulled a pint at the Warrington?
Yes, I was there, in fact, on Saturday.
Did you pull a pint? Really?
I didn't pull a pint. No, I ate a sausage roll.
Oh, you're very brave.
Hey, we've been there and done that.
See, now, here's my thing, right?
Yes.
Now, let's stop the silliness. Everything I'm going to say now is serious. Right. Now, and I would like to... I think I know the answer to this, but I'd be curious to see if I'm right or maybe you might change your mind. Mm-hmm. Okay? You go on television, right? You go to all these restaurants and these people who kind of... They've started a restaurant, they don't know what they're doing. All the kitchen nightmare stuff, okay? And often you go... What is wrong with you? You're trying to do something clever, where you should just do something simple, but brilliantly tasty and effective and local produce and all of that. Why don't you just get some local food? Great British food. That's what you should be selling. Walk down the high street. There's an ass pizza. There's a whatever. There's a Mexican chicken place. There's a curry. There's nowhere that does great British food. And yes. So here's what I've come up with.
Right.
I've come up with a range of really nice soups, and you get really fresh bread, like crunchy roll bread, it's really nice. And then for main courses, an amazing steak and kidney pie, which is really tasty and it's really easy to make, or this lovely local mince or whatever it is. And a really good pudding, like apple crumble, really sweet rhubarb, lovely, lovely. And I go, wow, the guy's a genius. And then we go to your restaurant, and it's duck a la pigeon or something, roast herring eyebrows, and I'm like, why don't you have a place which is like all the stuff that you tell other people to do?
Right. Okay.
Because then you could have chips.
Yeah, that won't fit at Claridge's. However... Right,
fine, at yes? Claridge's, but right. Why don't you open a restaurant,
yeah.
Gordon's Great British Food?
Right.
You know, and then you can have the staple British meals that we okay. all know and love, but done really properly, like really good kebabs.
Oh, come on.
Great British Food.
Oh, I'm only joking about kebabs. But...
Are you still eating kebabs?
No. Not for ages. But, like, at the Warrington, for those of you who don't know, Gordon's got some pubs, because he got very greedy last year. He shouldn't learn his lesson.
Excuse me, for a man that eats kebabs, are they airbags you're wearing?
I don't need a kebab.
Come on.
So listen, so the Warrington, if you ever come down to London, it's in a place called Maida Vale. It's a big, beautiful pub, and they have a restaurant upstairs, I believe, and you can have kind of like bar
We've
snacking.
Never been up there, we just drink.
No, but we haven't.
We've been there loads of times and never gone upstairs.
Yeah, but we've never been upstairs because the bar food they do is brilliant.
Bar snacks.
Eggs with brown sauce. Good. Oh, yeah.
Right? And you got to pay a couple of bob for it, you know. These swimming pools don't fill themselves, as Gordon will tell you. But the food is brilliant, right? And you go in there and, you know, the beer in that place, I told you, it was cheaper than my local that I've drunk for 10 years.
Cheaper
than
London.
Cheaper than yours,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And yours was cheaper, rather. And then you get, like, little pork pies or whatever and sausages. And it's amazing food. And I'd rather go there than your namby-pamby Claridge's.
So all that time that you've been at the Warrington, yeah. And you text me, great food, lovely lunch, yeah. You didn't even know the restaurant was upstairs.
No, I didn't.
Well, no, but we heard this rumour, because there's a staircase there, and we thought, we heard this rumour that there's, like, a restaurant, but we've only been, like, eating crisps and pints and stuff downstairs.
I thought it was like you had nothing on top floor because you just, you know, it was like a warehouse. You just had spare chairs and tables up there. So when the staff went up there, I didn't think, you know, anything of it. But now I've been to the Canary Wharf place, the Narrow. I've eaten there. That's, very nice.
No, we've got a staff Christmas party tonight at the Warrington.
Oh, really?
The food is really good. Yeah. You're not invited. You've been off the last 3 weeks. Time to put your head down and work.
I'll do them chips.
Oh, God.
But no, I like the nice, simpler stuff that you do. And I think you should do, you know, you only do chips at one of your places. One out of all them places. The thingy-me-bob, the Box Tree Burger House or whatever you call it, I don't know.
But you can't eat chips every day, Chris.
No, but same way you can't eat caviar every day, smart ass. I'm trying to help you. This is what I'm trying to do. Look at me. Help me. Okay. Help you. Help me. Help you.
How can you come into Claridge's dressed like that?
In an Atari t-shirt. Yeah.
Come on. Cool. Seriously.
Because I'm cool. What is the dress code at Claridge's? I mean, it's a ridiculous dress code that nobody's thought through.
Do you know, it's very funny. A couple of weeks ago, I had this professional gambler, 21 years of age, came in with a hoodie and had these white trainers on and jeans, like, down to his knees. You know, where the bum hangs out.
Yeah.
Doesn't look very nice. Yeah. I don't know. I don't get that. Anyway, bless him. He was winning sort of 30 to 40 grand a night gambling in one of the top suites, and then was hiring the chef table every other night. 21 years of age.
And but you must have a dress code. You go, you say, look, dude, seriously.
No, we sneaked him through the staff entrance.
Oh, they're terrible.
No, come on. We put a jacket and a shirt and tie on him.
Right, over the hoodie. Yeah.
That's it. I'm booking a table.
We smuggled a hoodie into Claridge's.
I'm booking the chef's table at Claridge's, and I'm going to turn up in a clown's outfit. And when they go, excuse me, sir, I'm going to go, I think you're fine. You can sneak me in the back way through the staff entrance.
No, but we don't have that strict policy. We're not snobs there. I mean,
so you can wear jeans?
You could wear, I mean, you could spend £200 on a pair of jeans.
Well, this is what I mean.
See what I'm saying?
So
if you're renting...
I mean, Dave doesn't. He'd rather kill himself.
Exactly.
No, but I mean, providing the bottom's not hanging out and they're not ripped everywhere, I think a nice, smart pair of jeans, a shirt and a jacket. When was the last time you wear a shirt? Seriously.
What do you mean by that? I dress very smart.
I've never seen your shirt.
Well, I wear one loads of shirts. I dress up very smart.
Stretch.
What?
I mean, how do you wear
stretch?
A shirt?
Stretch! You cheeky sod!
No, but, I mean, you can't have a square shirt. It'd look ridiculous on you. You'd look like a telephone box.
No, I look good in a shirt and tie. I look smart.
You've never had a tie on.
What's this? Yes! Awful!
When was the last time you put a tie on?
Check out Chris's Twitter page.
Last Tuesday night, I went to a friend's party. It was all glamorous, so I dressed up in a lovely suit.
Black suit,
black tie, white shirt.
Right.
You wore a suit for both of my weddings.
See? Not for the third, though. I'll get jeans on the third.
And your TV show. You had lots of nice suits made for that.
I wasn't invited on.
Have you not seen my... You're not even on Twitter, are you? You don't do Twitter. That'd blow your mind,
I actually start on the 1st of Feb.
No, you... What?
The 1st of Feb, we're going live.
On Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to do it yourself or have other ones?
Personally. No. Mine.
You won't do it yourself.
What do you mean I won't do it myself?
Because you can't even text
I've
properly.
Gone on a Twitter course.
Why no, you... Mr. Feb?
Listen, do you
why
know
not
what?
Now?
So, do you know what?
Then go, because look, me in a suit. Read it and weep.
You've modelled that on. You just stuck your face that? On the top of George Clooney.
That's me!
That's not you.
Cheeky
mongrel. How come you're so thin in there? That's not you.
Shut up, contour face. That is me. In a suit. Right? Looking wicked.
That is not you.
Me, suit, shirt, tie, boom, done.
What was that for, a shoot in GQ? What was
Channel
that?
Channel 4 shoot.
Serious?
Yeah.
Ah. I'm still convinced that's not you.
It's a bit... Oh, you're so...
So, Twitter, are you... Why not now?
Do you know what? I'm just going through all the stages now in terms of prep, properly understanding it. I'm doing it personally. It means a lot to me. And yeah, obviously, whatever. Back out, off to the States, and the 1st of February launch.
I'd love right. it.
Yeah. God help you.
Find out what your name is and what you push. Because you have a name on Twitter. You know?
I know.
You trust, don't know.
I do. 1st of February, we're going live. I cannot wait.
How do you know how it works if you're not already on it?
No, because I want to make sure I understand it properly.
Sure.
And we have...
It's not rocket science.
Well, hold on. I'm a chef, for God's sake.
But it's just texting. That's
I want to get
it
right.
Right, okay, yeah. Right.
Will you let us know what your right. name is?
Yes, of course. Right. Have you finished now?
No.
I've been beaten up for the last 47 minutes.
No, I'm just thinking. I'm just, you know...
Go on.
That's all. Just saying. Gordon has a brand new show tonight on Channel 4 at 9 o'clock. It's a three-part series airing tonight, Tuesday and Wednesday. Basically, Gordon embarks on a gastronomic quest, travelling to India for the first time to experience the diversity of its culinary traditions and immersing himself in all the aspects of Indian culture, no matter how challenging, unfamiliar, or I would say extreme. anyway, that's stuff happening tonight. This is true, right? I'm selling it for you.
You're trying hard.
So tonight he goes, okay, so I'm in India, gonna make a curry. Here's how you make it. Brilliant. Join me tomorrow night, make a slightly different flavour curry.
Jesus.
But you won't see it because you've got your staff due tonight, so you miss the first
He won't be there. That's right.
No. What, are you serious?
You won't be there.
A staff Christmas party, I'm not going to turn up. Come on, of course I'm going to turn up.
Don't know where it
Happy
is.
New Year.
Okay, so no, look, so basically... the book that goes with it.
Yes.
Great. In all honesty.
Do you like the monkfish moils? Do you
yes.
like
them? Yeah.
For me. I'm going to do loads of these. This is right up my street, this book. Seriously.
There's no chips in there. How can it be?
Because I love Indian food.
I like the sound of the chili beef one.
Butter chicken. I'm all over it.
Lovely. Mug Mahani. Beautiful.
And Punjabi masala chops.
Mm-hmm. Oh, perfect.
Lovely.
Perfect.
Spiced pan-fried chicken with pumpkin puree. Not going to bother with that one. It's got pumpkin in it. Lamb korma. Chili beef fry. Seriously, good. I'll be all over this.
Seriously?
Yeah. Absolutely. Honestly. Mm. All over it.
Twitter me.
It just doesn't feel right when he
tweets me.
Tweet. I know. Tweet.
No, you didn't know. It's
I did.
Tweet.
Oh, yes. I told you.
Oh,
honestly.
Come on, Grandad, keep up.
Aren't you 40 soon?
Oh, shut up. What are you talking about?
You're
I'm 24. 24, Gordon. Seriously.
No, but Sophie and I are planning a secret birthday party for you.
No, you're not.
We are.
No, you're not.
No, seriously.
You'll have retired by the time I'm 40. You'll be living in America with David Beckham and his dog.
Now you're out of order.
No, what's wrong
yes,
with that?
You are, now you're really serious.
Hello, Gordon. Let's move in with you, me and the dog.
His dog. That's what I meant. I meant his. You know.
Honestly.
What?
I'm gonna.
No, you're not. You're not gonna do anything. So, Gordon's show is on tonight, Channel 4 at 9 o'clock. We haven't finished with you yet. You're not going anywhere yet. We've booked you into midday.
I need the toilet.
Yeah, you need more than just a toilet. You need chips on your menu with curry sauce or ketchup.
Put in or mayonnaise for the Europeans.
Don't encourage him. Come
they
on.
Would love that. Hey, you want your Michelin star back, right? These Frenchies come over, chips with mayonnaise in the middle. Oh, my God. I'll be hoi hoi. Here you go.
Is anyone else, anyone else doing it? No, that's why, you know, blow their mind.
Thanks, Dom. Come on, what was that?
What? It's just a joke. It's just a joke.
In this time next year, we would have won our mission star back at Clarity's. Guaranteed.
Well done. That's okay. Good. Well done. Yes. Come on.
Promise you.
And if not, Steve Allen, is that the name of head chef at Clarity's? See ya! I tell you what, I would love it if next time you see head chef at Clarity's, new man, Steve Allen. And he goes, Gordon, just this about the Michelin chef star thing. I've been having a look at the menu. Yes, yes, good, yes, yes. Want to make some changes? Good, good. What have you come up with? Listen, while Miles was saying chips with mayonnaise, now he might not be a million miles away from what we need, Gordon. Hey, hey, big boy, hey, you're fired. It could be good. Go with it.
Career done.
Let me play a couple of records. Let's get some music on. Let Gordon have a breather.
Nothing French.
Right, call it PR company. And then we'll be back with more grill, more chat. I want to talk about Mrs. Ramsey, the beautiful wife, on Strictly Not Like Come Dancing on Ice, the show.
Yes.
She's doing very well.
Seemed very well indeed.
Yeah,
very
well indeed. So we're going to talk about that, and we'll talk more. And we'll mention the book thing again. I've mentioned the shows on Channel 4
tonight.
And the book's out as well. It can teach you how to make food and stuff.
It's the book that accompanies the series, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. Sure. So you can go and buy it today, and then read up on it. And then when you watch it tonight with the missus, don't tell her you bought the book. And when he goes, OK, I'm going to show you how to make a really nice prawn curry. You could have had a look earlier and go, oh, this is simple. What you want to do is you want to do this, do that. And then it'd be good. Look like you know what you're doing. Right, 8 minutes to nine. Paolo Nutini, he's not French. Scottish. Like you, Gordon. Alexandra Burke and Broken Heels on BBC Radio 1. It's 9 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. Gordon Ramsay is with us live. Chef Ramsay, as he is to our American audience. If you're listening on Sirius XM around America or Canada, mainly America for our American audience, Kitchen Nightmares with Chef Ramsay is coming back. And it's going to be on Fox after American Idol.
That's right, 1 week tomorrow.
Wow. Week tomorrow.
How cool.
We have a lot of listeners in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on every day. Sirius XM. On the East Coast.
Brilliant.
With they time delay it by 5 hours, so it's the same time. So
brilliant.
It's great.
Fantastic.
So make sure you're watching Chef Ramsay. To us, he's Gordon. But in America, he's Chef Ramsay.
He was Gordon.
Chef Ramsay.
Yes.
Look, I know we've had a good laugh. But I hope that...
you have.
Well, yes. You're right.
Yeah.
But, you know, we love you.
I've got another idea for another guide.
What?
Pirelli.
Yes.
Right, okay, good. You've got to relax.
Chefs with boobs.
Pastry come in, and they go, we love your restaurant. Here's a couple of boobies to put on the wall. You know, really pleased, really good. Hospital Road now has 4 boobies. You know, very proud of that. Really good. Claridge's, we're just down to the 1 boobie, but hopefully we'll be right back in there. This new show of you going around India...
Mm-hmm.
Did you learn a lot of stuff? Like, obviously, you know, you can cook. You taught me how to cook curry.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? I thought I knew a lot about Indian food before I went out there. And when I got there, especially Delhi to begin with, yeah, just, you know, not just the street food, but even the poor eat like, you know, the rich. And there was such an amazing wealth of talent there.
Mm.
Even the street food was just fantastic. But, you know, it was an amazing time. Fantastic people. I mean, really, seriously, you know, relaxing. And then no one knew me. That was a nice thing.
Right.
I could really go out and just sort of embed myself in the community and just, you know, basically work my butt off.
No swearing, though.
No swearing.
Well, I like this. But don't drop the swearing. Seriously. Don't drop it.
The occasional F word, you know, drops out.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, listen, but don't, you know, like the Kitchen Nightmare shows are brilliant.
Yeah.
They're absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
I love them. I love them. The American one is slightly different to the British one. I prefer the British one. But I still love them. I love those shows. Yeah. Don't stop doing them. They're great.
You can't win either way. When they work, you don't get any praise. When they don't work, you get blamed. So it's...
I love those shows.
Yeah.
Don't listen to what anyone says. They're great. Seriously, they're great shows. And the British ones... they were brilliant. There's little restaurants that I know of now from those shows.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to meet them, the characters and whatnot, and I like it.
Yeah.
You know? And some people are morons, and some people are, you know, they've hit a brick wall, they genuinely need help. We've mentioned this woman before. I think she's got a place in Brighton.
Yeah.
Like a soul food cafe.
Yeah, that's right, Sarita Jones, right. Amazing.
Hopefully that's still going, but she seemed really nice and, you know, kind of needed a bit of help, and you went and helped. And, you know, that was, I think, one of the first ones, wasn't it?
No, it was, that's right. I mean, it's won 2 BAFTAs, you know, Emmys and all the international awards. I love doing them. The problem is that we put so much effort into it, as opposed to taking on the advice. They take me on now, which, you know, it was really weird because last year when we were fighting our own fires in our own restaurants and really sort of, you know, helping to turn them around and deal with that recession that no one saw coming, there I was given first-hand advice literally hours later from sort of helping my own restaurants, and all they want to do is confront you in a way because they think it's, oh, it's great TV. I said, look, sod the TV because you think I'm here for TV.
Yeah.
You've asked me to be here. Yeah. More importantly, I take it very personally that I've got 7 to 10 days to turn that business around. Your life's depending on this. You've remortgaged your house up to your neck. You're financially, you know, up to your eyeballs. And let's get it done. Let's fight after service. Let's not do it at 1 minute to 7. But they take me on, which is crazy.
Well, look, you know, I'm sorry. There are, you know, there are restaurants up and down Britain and indeed America who would love you to walk through their door and go, right, I'm here for a week.
Yeah.
Honestly, here's my professional advice.
Who's,
only a moron's going to go, yeah, I think you're wrong there, Gordon, because you know, it's brilliant. It's like if you're a football manager and some great world-class manager turns up and goes, what I do is I'll play him there because there's something other. You've got to go, all right, cheers, thanks
for that. Only learn from it, can't you?
Yeah. So I like those shows. So the Gordon's Great Escape is on tonight at Channel 4, 9 o'clock, and it's on then Tuesday and Wednesday. So every night, get it, you know, whole series, 3 nights. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And on Wednesday's episode,
yes,
Gordon goes to a meat-free zone in India. Now, as you know, Gordon is a massive lover and respects all vegetarians.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this.
That was hard.
Because you must think they're insane and they must think you're insane.
Yeah.
Isn't it true they think that your bad temper is down to the fact that you eat meat?
That's right, yeah. And that's why you're so frustrated, slightly mad. And on the back of all that foie gras, red meat, tartare, venison, beef, which makes you mad. Ashram, being in that situation, was really weird because it was this amazing sort of temple that was supporting all the local villages. And even the sort of local tribes were sending their children there to sort of become educated, eat. And, of course, I walked in there. Everyone's in bare feet. No socks or shoes. Everyone's cooking away. And the food was extraordinary. I mean, honestly, in terms of where vegetarian food was, they're all practicing yoga. They're studying. And they're up at sort of 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning and working right through till sort of 7, 8 o'clock at night without a day off.
Without giving anything away about that episode, do you go in there to kind of see how they live and cook and eat and go, okay, I'll have a bit of this? Or do you go, hey, listen, while I'm here, why don't you try this? This is lovely. It's called chicken. Let me put a bit of this in. Or do you go, or would that be really insulting to them?
Do you know what? It's really weird because I met quite a lot of English in there that were sort of escaping. They got up and sort of just disappeared. They went out there for 2 months. All of a sudden, they're up, you know, there for 6, 7 years. There was this one young guy, 28 years of age, from Clapham. And he didn't want to be filmed, but I was having a really decent chat with him. Mm. It was just really weird. No phone, no credit card, and the whole dependency on this ashram. Mm. So then I went into this like little temple for a swim to sort of bathe. And I jumped in and dived in and started doing the funk crawl. I didn't realise there's this huge sort of worshipping sort of sequence going on where no one was allowed to talk and they just had their hands pressed together like that and all going, And then I did a tumble turn and butterfly 50 metres across.
Yeah, you're bobbing into the pool going, whoa, cannonball!
And it was just like, come on, guys, relax. I thought I was going here for a swim, but it was sort of not for that.
Yeah, no one careful. Told me. You've got to gem up on these things.
Were you more relaxed on lentils and alagobi and all that?
Not really, no. No, not really, no. Nothing of the sort. All sat on the floor, couldn't even, you know, fold my legs properly. Mm. And the hard thing about it was delicious. There's no two ways about it, definitely.
Yeah.
But, you know, 2, 3, 4 days, no meat. No sausages.
Yeah, but then it's only in the summer. If you eat meat every day and no vegetables, after a while, you're going to go, do you know what? The odd carrot wouldn't go amiss. Mm. You know what I mean? It's the same, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it was nice. Don't get me wrong. It was absolutely delicious. But the guru was just, you know, an absolute freak. Mm. I mean, he was, you know, bizarre. Turned up on this, like, 250 KTM scrambler, you know, in the middle of this jungle, to put me on the back of the bike and go, look at this elephant print. And we're sat having lunch, and we're talking, and we're in his temple, and he must be in his late 50s. Big, huge beard. Absolute sweetheart. opens up his bag and there's like an 8-foot cobra just comes out.
Nice.
Pops out this huge cobra that's been in his garden for the last 10 years.
And did he cook it and eat it?
I went to pick it up and he showed me how to lift it. And
no, don't go anywhere near it. It's a cobra, for
honestly,
God's sake.
It was extraordinary.
You drink that when you go out, don't you, cobra?
Yeah, sometimes. Well, I do at my, you know, my special Indian meal deal place. You know, they have it on draft.
This is a clip from Gordon's episode, the meat episode.
You know, I'm very hungry. All I want is butter chicken.
This is a pure vegetarian restaurant. The district is pure vegetarian. Even if you want to rent an apartment, Gordon,
right,
you can't if you're a non-vegetarian.
Seriously.
Thrown out.
I know there's a lot of veggies in India.
Hang on a second. You can't even rent an apartment if you're a non-vegetarian.
That's ridiculous.
Stop that. I ain't going. I'll watch it from the... you know, I'm going to watch that on Wednesday night, eating a burger. I'm not going there. I love meat. I love meat. I can't help it.
Have you ever gone a week without eating meat?
No.
No.
There's a restaurant in Smith, near Smithfield Market, which is virtually just meat. That's all it does is meat. I love it. It's like heaven.
One of the restaurants in the FY's best local restaurant, Santa Maria del Sur from Battersea, just grilled meat, Argentinian beef, extraordinary.
That's where we want to go for dinner.
Is that the one we passed in
the
car the other
day? Yeah, you know, I showed you in the taxi the other night, and it looks fantastic.
Amazing place. Charcoal grill. No gas, no electric, and it sears the meat at 450 degrees. So we've got this amazing sear on it. Beautiful.
Hey, while we're doing this, then the when Gordon was doing the restaurant off or whatever you how we phrase it, there was a good restaurant from Leeds. Which one?
Yes,
Salvo's.
Amazing.
Get in there. Mum and Dad went there a couple of weeks ago.
Did they?
Yeah, with our kid and his wife.
And that Lausanne in Birmingham looked very nice as well.
Yeah, talented guy. Very talented. And more importantly, I mean, what he's done for sort of Indian cuisine, taking it to the next level. And that's a harder task than it is sort of modifying modern British food. But no, really good. Talented guy.
Yeah, Pucker.
Actor. Pucker.
Honestly. Here's another clip of... This is a clip of you from... It's not from this series. It's from... It's from a show called Boiling Point.
Oh, no. Why? It's too early in the morning.
It's a bit old.
Come on.
1998?
12 years old.
Okay. You are probably one of the prime examples of celebrity chef when you become more celebrated or notorious in the past few days.
I'm not a celebrity. I mean, that's Brian Turner and Gary Rhodes. They're celebrity chefs. I mean, let's get it right. I'm a cook, and I enjoy cooking, and I'm not interested in signing a multi-million pound deal that I can conduct a kitchen from an office. I want to continue cooking.
Oh, so naive and so dumb.
You've done your research today, haven't you?
Yeah, man.
You are on form, my man.
Oh, man, listen.
Huh? No wonder you're number one.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be happy with restaurants all over the world and big hit TV shows. That wouldn't interest me. How much? Really? Where do I sign?
God, I'm going to pummel you later, I tell you. Big boy, I'm going to burst you.
Oh, well, you know, find a pound. you look in good shape in this India show, by the way. On the book which goes with it, you look very good. You're back to training again.
I am. Do you know, I had a bit of a issue. I went surfing across the paddy fields in Kerala, where, you know, they don't have horse racing there, so the guys ride bullocks. Mm. So I had this little surfboard on the back of this bullock. You get the towel, wrap it around your hands, and then you surf across this paddy field. And I had to put this, like, tea towel sort of, you know, cloth on.
Sure.
Over your bullocks.
Yeah, over, over my bullocks.
Right.
And all I could think about riding these bullocks, surfing across this paddy field, and it was just caked in, you know what.
Yeah. Right.
And it was just, God, I got this tea towel, and my meat and two veg are hanging out. Oh. Just, and so it was all getting a little bit messy, so I said, have you got a bigger tea towel? Because I got to sort of wrap up.
Sure. I need a beach towel.
But a bullock surfing.
I was going to say windbreaker, but you can't.
You look good.
Thank you.
Any marathons this year?
Yes. April, London Marathon.
You did a London Marathon?
Yes. Yeah.
Good for you.
Number 11. You should do it.
Do you know what? I'm doing a lot of running, but I don't think I'm... Well...
Come on.
Do you know what? Honestly, I don't fancy a marathon. I did the Great North Run years ago.
Brilliant.
Saw each other. And
2:57? No, what was the time?
1:57.
1:57, was it?
Jesus. 1:57.
You would enjoy the London Marathon.
I don't... Would I? I don't know. I quite fancy... If I was going to do one, I quite fancy New York.
Yeah, tough on that one, because it's always cold, beginning of November.
That doesn't bother me. I don't mind that, yeah. I don't mind, because at least you know, you got a lot to look at. I'm sure you have in London, but... No, but, you know, New York's an amazing... There's always a different view.
So London.
London, I suppose, yeah. I suppose.
Amazing. You'd love it, seriously. I reckon you'd get round in under 4 hours if you did it from one Sunday to the next.
See, oh, it's now it's now it's pick on Chris time now, is
it's
it?
It's not. I'm encouraging you to do it because I know you'd love it. Halfway round, the support would be extraordinary. We can stop up of the narrow. Have a quick bite to eat.
I can't stop halfway through the marathon and have a meal.
No, not a meal, but I'll give you a little snack. You know, like a little chipolata or a little baby sausage roll.
Yeah, incentive.
When I run?
Incentivise.
Yeah, incentivise.
I am going to... I have many New Year's resolutions, right?
Really?
For 2010, yeah? And one of them is to learn more dishes.
Right.
Because, obviously, a friend of mine, Jamie, really got me into cooking. And, but now...
That's an hour now.
What?
You've been caning my butt.
No, but listen, I'm building up to it.
Right.
And I'm going to do more dishes. And this new book, Without Kissing Your Ass, which I really haven't for the last hour, this has got loads of stuff in, which I'm thinking, I'm going to be all over these. Seriously. All over some of these recipes.
Right.
So I'm going to learn some of these. I want to learn one new recipe a week this year.
Seriously?
Yeah. Well, realistically, I want to cook once a week.
Learn that chili beef when we next come round.
Mm.
And I want to learn brand new ones as well. And little things like, I've no idea how you make chapatis, and it tells you in your book. So you know what? I'm going to give it a go.
Good man.
You know, chicken biryani, yeah. Never made that. You know, naans. I would love to make a naan. My own naan would be brilliant.
Fantastic. And so easy as well.
Mm.
Yeah?
I mean, really easy. Delicious and the nation's favourite dish.
I mean, Jamie did teach us how to make a wicked vegetable bhaji. Well, no, but, you know, you've got to learn. You learn from... Listen, don't worry. I don't go anywhere near Nigella. She's for girls.
Can you believe how good she looks at 50?
She's not 50.
She is 50.
She's 3 years older than you. I can't believe that. That is unbelievable.
Oh, God, I'm going to give you such a caning. I swear to God, play some music so I can beat you up.
Hey, no violence on the BBC.
Hit that button. It's not violence. Yeah, it's constructive.
Peel our rice with meatballs. Beautiful. That sounds lovely. Seriously. That looks easy.
Psst, music.
Is that easy?
I'm going to jump over there and give you a snap.
Listen, I'm doing the recipes out of your book. Coconut rice. I won't touch that. I don't like coconut.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of coconut. That's why I don't like Bounty Bar.
It's not that kind of coconut. Coconut milk savour. It's not all sweet, condensed, sugary.
I'm going to try some things that I don't think I'm going to like.
Oh,
either.
God.
Right? Stir-fried butternut squash with dried chilli. Right? I don't think I'd like that. However, you got to give it a go.
Mm. Good.
You got to try these new things. You have.
Did you just say that?
Yeah. Black eye bean curry. Try that. Egg curry.
Mm-hmm.
See, now, the only thing is there's no pictures. You know me, I like a good picture. Because you got a picture of a chicken or a hen or something next to it.
Egg.
It's not an egg, though, is it? Anyway, Gordon's show tonight, 9 o'clock, and the book, Gordon's Great Escape. 100 of Gordon's favourite Indian recipes, including all the ones we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. See? Nice. I'm gonna cook from it. And what I'm going to do is when you give me a new number, I'll send you a picture of what I cook so you know that I'm not pulling a chain.
Tweet me.
Oh,
that's good. See you on Twitter.
Nice, smooth. When does it launch? February, is it?
February 1st. Yeah.
2 weeks to prepare.
2 weeks to prepare, exactly that.
Good luck with the Twitter, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you this.
Please.
Here are your tips for Twitter. If you're going to have a personal account,
yes,
rather than someone do it in an office. No. Seriously, look at me. When you sign up to it,
yes,
you need to go to settings.
Uh-huh.
And where it says email me every time I get a new member, right, untick that box.
Right.
Because someone mentioned it on the radio show or on the telly, and your email will just go bing, 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 bing for the next hour.
Really?
All right, tip number one, am I right?
Absolutely.
And tip number two, right, if you have an iPhone or whatnot, make sure your location services button is off, because if you go, I'm in a secret place, can't say where, but I'm doing this, and you press send, there's a good chance it might have a little map saying where you are, and then you snookered.
It's called geotagging, so turn that off.
Right, thank you.
Poor old Greg James, the first time he started using Twitter, he went, oh, I'm getting into this is good, I'll post a few pictures. And he posted a few pictures, and his mobile phone number came up on the picture. He's like, oh my God, that's no good. Mm. He's getting phone calls going, is that Greg?
Yeah.
Hi, look, I'm a bit of a fan, so it's cool. You might want to switch that off on your phone. Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
But bar that, it's nice. Most people are
brilliant.
Nice.
Yeah, and it'd be nice to keep our sort of viewers, support crew up to date. So many exciting things happening. The new Patrus kicks off in March. So we're launching MasterChef across the States in the summer. So I'm really excited about
it. You're doing MasterChef?
Yes, America.
What, MasterChef like we have here?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing over there? Oh, brilliant. Not with them two Egypts that do it over there.
No.
We want to hear your personal side as well, though. Don't just, you know, promote.
Trust me. It will be personal, and it'll be a journey, and it will be real.
Andy Peters texting, by the way, this morning.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
What is he doing? From the gym?
Yeah, Gordon. He says, ask Gordon if he wants my recipe for white chocolate mousse. That's when I beat him on his show.
Oh, God. He is incredible. He's probably at the gym now with dumbbells on his arms.
Yeah. Oh, you leave his mates alone. They're really nice. lovely to see you.
Likewise.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Don't leave us again. Stay in Britain for a while. You know, we love you.
Good to see you guys.
There's a lot of love for you out there. Oh, and we never even mentioned your lovely wife is on Dancing and Ice.
Yeah, yes. Doing very well.
People need to support her. She's enjoying it.
And she's loving it, thank you. Yeah.
Is she training every day?
She started training in September.
Wow.
I mean, I think last week she danced with her nerves. Now she's got a great routine coming out on Sunday. Ribs are sore. She has the most amazing partner, Stuart.
Beautiful ribs. Really fresh, tasty, succulent. Not them ribs.
The girls got into it as well. So it was cooking, number one sort of hobby in the house. Now it's skating. So Tilly, Holly, Megan have got their dresses, they've got their sequences, they've got their boots. All I need now is for Jack to come home and say, Dad, I want to go skating. I'm going, oh, mate, get out of that gun, kick the ball.
Yeah, you need to do something manly for him.
Yeah, definitely.
He is his father's son, isn't he?
Come on, skating.
Ice hockey.
Nothing not manly about skating.
Ice hockey.
Ice hockey, there you go.
Ice hockey, that's a man's sport, isn't it?
Tough game. Mm. Very, very tough.
He'd be all over that, though, your boy. He really would. Listen, love to the missus.
Likewise, good to see you
tell
guys.
Her best of luck in the show. We'll
Happy
be
New Year. I would have come on earlier, but you took a month off, so...
Take a month
Three
off.
Weeks, don't exaggerate.
3 weeks, come on. You know, we needed a break. We're tired. We get fired every 2 weeks. We needed to keep our heads down for a month.
We had leave to use up as well, you know.
Gordon Ramsay, ladies and gentlemen, tonight at 9 o'clock. Gordon Ramsay, everybody! Now we've got to do... He can go now, apart from the photo, all the lines for the podcast, the pre-recorded entertainment news, that kind of thing, yeah. I told you, he's going to be here until midday. Right, running late, but sounding great. Arrested Development, people every day. Arrested.